It's difficult to get a handle on Parag Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva. If we just sort of get an overview, you run through the Parag to get an overview, it seems to be a collection of disconnected halachas. Ram begins with mitzvahs vidui. That's Halacha Aleph. Halacha Beis is Sa'ar Mishtalayach. What's Sa'ar Mishtalayach doing over here? I don't know what Sa'ar Mishtalayach is doing over here. Seems to have lost his way. He belongs where he is in Hechaz Avonos Yom Kippur. What's the Sa'ar Mishtalayach doing over here? And Rabbi, and what's he doing in Hechaz Tshuva? The Sa'ar Mishtalayach is the one exception to where it's Poel to a certain extent, even without tshuva. But whatever, he's over here in Halacha Beis, the Sa'ar Mishtalayach. Then Halacha Gimel is, the Rambam talks about Bizman Azeh. We don't have the Sa'ar Mishtalayach, we don't have Korbanos. Then Halacha Dalet, the Rambam tells us, the Chilukei Kapara, the Gimel Chilukei Kapara. Doesn't hang together. Seems to be, again, the Rambam stringing together what a really thematically disconnected halachas. One question. Another question. What we were discussing yesterday really shines a spotlight on is that the chronology within Hilchos Tshuva is very strange. The Rambam begins with Vidui. Even though Vidui comes after Tshuva, and at this point we don't even know what Tshuva is. The Rambam says, "Kshiyasa Tshuva v'yoshu mecheta chayv lizvados." And then in Perek Bey, so the Rambam has to backtrack and tell us Mahi Tshuva. So wouldn't it make much more sense to begin with Perek Bey, Ezer Tshuva Gevura, Mahi Tshuva? And then you can talk about the Vidui. So Elamai, the pshat is as follows. When we were talking about the fact that the Rambam never mentions mitzvah d'rabbanan, so we suggested that the following mahalach, that really the basic mitzvah tshuva is not a chiddush of the pasuk, but it's something that it's misvara, right? We saw that the Rambam in Parakei, Kevin Shekain, who nimtza zeh chote, who hifsid atzmo, hey beis, ulefichach ro'ui lo livkos ulekone, and ro'ui lanu lachzor betshuva, v'lazor v'sheinu. And we showed what the word ro'oi means sometimes in the Rambam, how the Rambam uses the word ro'oi. So the basic chiyuv tshuva is not the chiddush, is not what the pasuk comes to teach us. And again, it's a chiyuv, it's an absolute chiyuv, but it's not the mitzvahs haTorah. The mitzvahs haTorah is the vidui. So Memela, the Rambam wants to begin Hilchos Tshuva by focusing on the mitzvah's essay, which is what in quotation marks, forces him, or what makes it compelling to begin with vidui, even though obviously vidui only happens kishayasa tshuva v'yosha mecheto, but afal pichein, you have to begin hilchos tshuva by talking about the mitzvah's essay, which is in hilchos tshuva. The mitzvah's essay of hilchos tshuva is vidui zeh mitzvah's essay. So memela, that's why the Rambam is beginning with vidui, not with mahi tshuva, because it's the vidui which is the chiddush of the pasuk, rather than tshuva. Now, the Minchas Chinuch already points out the Rav elaborates upon this in Isha Halacha. The Rambam writes, again, continuing a little bit here in Halacha Aleph, beyond what we've seen until now, V'chein bali chatoz v'ashamos be'eis shemivin kovan osein al shegidosan o al zdonon ein miskapel lahem bekorbonim ad sheyasu tshuva v'yizvadu vidoi dvarim shenamba v'yizvadu shachato aleha. So even though the person does tshuva, and even though he's mechoy v'chatos, he brings the chatos v'asham, he doesn't have kapara without the vidui. So vidui is ma'akeh. So minchas chinuch has a kasha from the minchas chinuch's famous kasha, that the Mishnah says in Kiddushin that hamekadosh is the isha. He says the omel isha harem gedashus le'amanasha nitzadik gamor. Is harezu mukudashas. The Rishonim explained it means safek mukudashas. Because Shema here a tshuva believer, meaning even though this guy's a Rosh Hagamur, his picture's up in every post office. You know, he's number one here on the list. He's a miuchas. He's number one on the most wanted list there in all the post offices. And then he goes to the ish and says, "Amanasha nitzadigomu." So she's a safek mekudashes. Why Shema here a believer tshuva? Says the Minchas Chinuch, but we were listening. We didn't hear it legally. And Chazal only says Shemihir Beliba. In Achanami, there's an acknowledgement that he wasn't Mizvada. So says the Minchas Chinuch, Tzadik L'chud, Kapara L'chud. Meaning that Tshuva is Po'eles to transform the person from a Rasha to a Tzadik, and Vidui is not Ma'akev for that. A Tshuva L'lo Vidui does transform the person from Rasha to Tzaddik, hence the suffix, maybe he was a Tzaddik when he was Mekadisha. Vidui is Ma'akev in, again, it's a part of the Torah's expanded mitzvah's tshuva, but it's Ma'akev in Kapara. But the tshuva, which is Misvara, that transforms the person from Rasha to Tzaddik, Vidu is not Ma'akeh for that. Well, so Nimtzenu Lemeidim, that the Rambam again begins with Vidui because that's what the Mitzvah Satara is. And apropos of that, Perek Aleph is about Kapara. What the unity here of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva is that Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva, if the Rambam wrote a table of contents, so he would have said that Perek Aleph is about Kapara. Or mitzvahs vidui v'hamistaef mimena legabe Kapara. What's the transition? How do you segue from mitzvahs vidui to Kapara? The fact that vidui is ma'akev in Kapara, but again, there is a halos tshuva even without being mekayim mitzvahs vidui, there is a halos tshuva v'haraya from Kiddushin. So that's why, even though the Rambam ends up saying "kishayasu tshuva miyoshu mecheto" before he's defined what tshuva is, but that's why the Rambam adopts the seder as we have it.
Does someone do a tzaddik omer without this kapar?
He's no longer a Russia, right? He's no longer a Russian. No. The kapara, the kapara requires the... No.
He said it starts with chupa, therefore... So why, still, why can't you start with peg base and then have peg out? Because if you give me a Thai gummer in order...
Because the mitzvah mechudashas, no, the Ram does say k'sheyasa chuvah miyashu mecheto. He doesn't just say chayav lezvados. But the Rambam understandably wants to begin hilchos tshuva by focusing on what's contained and mandated in the mitzvah satorah of in the mitzvah satorah. The mitzvah satorah for the Rambam doesn't mandate the tshuva. Where does the chayav tshuva come from then? So that's what we said from Parakeh. It comes from the rotli. So the Rambam wants to begin hilchos tshuva with what's mandated by the mitzvah. By the mitzvah. That is vidui. Again, hagam, did that mean saying kishayasa tshuva v'yoshu mecheto without having defined tshuva? Okay, but the Rambam's willing to pay that price because that's... The priority is to be able to begin hilchos tshuva with the associated mitzvah in the Torah. Now, hayos, that associated mitzvah is identified with kapara. It's not ma'akeves in tshuva, it's ma'akeves v'harayi from kiddushin, but it is ma'akeves in kapara, so apropos of vidui, so the Rambam talks about kapara. And that's how, again, the... So he talks about the kapara of Sar Mishtaleth, he talks about the kapara of Yom Kippur, and he talks about the Gemma Chiluke Kapara, which he presents in Halacha Dalet. וכן כל מחויבי מיסס בזדן ומחויבי מלכס אין מסקפה להם במיססם או בלקיוסם עד שיעשו תשובה ויזוודו. וכן החוב בחבר או המזג ממנו אף על פי ששילם לו מה שהוא חייב לו, אינו מסקפ לו עד שיזוודה ויושב מלעשות כזה לעולם שנאמר מכל חטאת האדם. The sequence is in the last case is different, right? By the chatos v'ashamos, the Rambam says that the chatos v'asham will only be mechaper ad sheyasu tshuva v'yizvadu, tshuva v'idu. The miso malkos will only be mechaper ad sheyasu tshuva v'yizvadu. But by the chova v'chaver or amazig mamono, it's ad sheyizvade v'yoshuv. So he inverts the sequence here. Okay, so maybe we'll come back to that question. We'll see. Halacha Beis. So Mishalech Lefishu Kapar L'Chol Yisrael Kohen Godel Mizvada Olav Al Lashon Kol Yisrael Shanema Mizvada Olav Eschol Avonus Beis Yisrael Bnei Yisrael. So Mishalech Mechape Al Kol Averu Shabbatur Hakalus V'Chamuros Bein She'ove B'Zodin Bein She'ove B'Shkoge Bein She'hodol Bein She'lo Hodol Hakom Mishkape B'So Mishalech V'Hu She'osa Tshuva אבל אם לא עשה תשובה, אין עשוי מחפה לו, אלא על הקלוס. ומה הן הקלוס, מה הן החמורס? החמורס הן העבר של חיובן עליהן מיסוס בזדן או פרס, ושבושו בשק אף פי שאין בו קרס, הרי מן החמורס, ושום מצווס לא ססי, ומצווס ססי שאין בו הן קרס, הן הקלוס. So, Sor Mishaleach is the way we paskin, not like Rebbe. Sor Mishaleach is unique in that there is kampara even without tshuva. Right? On kalos, esin losa says, where there's no chi of kari or mises bezdin. So the Sar Mishaleach is mechaper even without tshuva. Generally, when you know when someone gives us a present, we don't ask too many questions. You want to give me a present, you know, so we don't do too much drisha chakira about presents. But how does this work? How do you have kapara without tshuva? So the Rav explains as follows. What's the opening line here in the halacha? So Mishalech lefishu kapar l'chol Yisrael. So the Rav explains as follows. The background to this is a yisod that I think I don't remember if we've had occasion to discuss this year or not, but. The Rav explains that the Meshech Chochma has a similar idea that Klal Yisrael is not just sort of a massive partnership of millions of Yechidim, but Klal Yisrael is its own, I think in English the Rav used to say, its own metaphysical entity. It's not that Klal Yisrael is just that there are millions of Yechidim who are Jews, and if you want to refer to all of them together, so then you call them Klal Yisrael. No, that would be sort of a massive partnership. Klal Yisrael means that there is an independent metaphysical entity of Klal Yisrael. And how do you see this in Halacha, the Rav says? So you see that the Gemara in Temura says as follows. The Zalach L'Moshe Misinai of Chamesh Chata'os HaMesos. There are five Chata'os that you just have to let the animal die. You can't be Makrivit, you can't be Poda, you can't do anything, you just have to let the animal die. And one of it is a Chata Shemesu Bo'aleha. So what happens? A person was Mafish Chata, he ate Chalev B'Shogeg, and it was no Dalo, Poda Ilov Chata'os HaShachata'os, it was Mafish. The animal to be a chatas for his aver, and then he dies before having a chance to be makir the chatas. So chatas shemesu ba'aleha is tomus. So the Gemara says that even theoretically, not just practically, even theoretically, there's no such thing as a chatas hatzibor shemesu ba'aleha. If it was a chatas that was hufasha for a chveis, a chatas of a shchodesh, or a chatas of Yom Tov, when the tzibur is bringing the chatas, so even theoretically, not just practically, even theoretically, there's no such thing as tzibur shemesh. Why is there no such thing? There's no one alive today who was alive 150 years ago. So the tzibur of 150 years ago died, and now there's a new tzibur. So So the Rav says, no. So you see here in Halacha, this idea, it's not just a machshavadik idea. No, it's in Halacha. You see that Klal Yisrael is this metaphysical, eternal entity. And it's the same Klal Yisrael that exists today that stood at the foot of Har Sinai and was Mekabel Torah. That's why other places where you see this in Halacha is, why does the Kabbalah of earlier generations bind us? Why does the Kabbalah Satorah bind us? Why does the Kabbalah of that even though Tfilas Arvis Me'ikah Adin is with us, but the Shavu Alayu Chova? So no one consulted me, they didn't ask me about that. I never signed off on having to daven Ma'ariv every night. So why is that why is that Kabbalah binding for me? So the Teretz to again, these questions, v'chayotzei bohen, is because the Kabbalah was made by Klal Yisrael, and we are the same Klal Yisrael. It's not that we're their Eneklach. No, we are the same Klal Yisrael. Tzibur doesn't die. We are the same Klal Yisrael. That's the background. That's what the Koach. Then you have microcosms of Klal Yisrael. The din, let's say, of a minigam mokom being binding is also it's a microcosm. Fine. Says the Rambam now, when a yochid brings a chatas, so then he's sort of applying for, as it were, kapara b'taras yochid. The Sarah Mishlaleach is a kaparas hatzibur. That's what the words mean. The fishu kapara l'chol Yisrael. It's not a kapara on 5 million yechidim. It's a kapara, again, on this eternal, metaphysical entity of Kal Yisrael. That's what the Sarah Mishlaleach is. Memela, says the Rav, that's how you have the possibility of kapara. Even though maybe I personally didn't do tshuva, but the kapara is not coming to me b'taras yachid. The kapara is coming to me because I'm a part of the klal, and sort of on the coattails of the klal, that's how I get the tshuva, excuse me, the kapara, even without having done tshuva. I think he adds, this is in our tshuva. I think he then adds, although I'm not sure if I'm remembering the whole mahalach, that what's the chilik between kalos and chamuros? Again, bracketing shvur shav and shvur sheker for today. That if a person is chayav kares, so how does the Torah describe kares? The nichras hanefesh ahi me'adas Yisrael. Right, the Torah describes the chi of kares as sort of separating the person from kol Yisrael. Oh. So that's the trap. How does a yachid ever get kapara without tshuva? How can that be his kapara without tshuva? The Teretz is because he's not receiving it b'toras yachid. He's a part of the klal, and the rabbim are entitled to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the rabbim are entitled to kapara, and he's a part of the klal. What happens if he did something which separates himself from the klal? Then of course he's not going to get that kapara. He won't get that kapara.
So who's the flea of kares? The forest still gets kapara for the cow.
Good, you're asking very well. Right, so there's something missing in what I'm quoting. That's you're right. I don't remember what it is, but you're right. You're right. Unless it could be, I may be transposing what the Rav said within Shitas Rebbe by Yom Kippur to this, where you don't have your kasha. So I don't know, I have to go back and check. But your question is right. Your question is definitely right. Okay, we'll stop here for now.
Sorry for all your symptoms.